The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. The first one to welcome you to July, folks. I am Jay Garvin. You've tuned into the Jay Garvin Show. And again, we've got another hot topic for summer. And hot it is, my friends. I am really going back to the basics. And if you've just tuned in for the first time, you're hearing my voice for the very first time. Just know that I'm Jay and I'm your friend. This is the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. And I'm here to do everything real estate, everything mortgage, everything budget related, retirement related, financially related in your life. And I picked this show more than a month ago because it is one of the most fundamental shows that I base everything off of. My primary conversation here is mortgage. How to navigate mortgage, and I talk about that about 60% of the time. But I also talk a lot about real estate. And you can call me directly at 719-330-1457 for both of those conversations. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, but I also want to help you navigate the path of home ownership for yourself as a primary residence, but also investment properties. I talk a lot about demographics and supply and demand economies, and that's why the housing market has appreciated so much in the last 10 years, because there's over 80 million Americans, millennials, that are between 20 and 40 years old, and that's the primary age category for first-time homebuyers. It's a supply and demand thing. I also talk about streams of income. What are the different styles and types of income? But most importantly, I talk about the foundation that you need to have any of the conversations I just mentioned. And that's why today's show is titled, with the drum roll, Matt, Back to the Basics, the importance of the 7 baby steps. Now, these are not my baby steps. These are Dave Ramsey's baby steps. I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, where we are a team member, an employee-owned company. I'm the owner. We all know it's much better to deal with an owner when you're buying or navigating something rather than just some third party that has advice for you or even an employee. There's more skin in the game, like people have been known to say. But Dave Ramsey and Churchill Mortgage, we've been affiliated for over 30 years. Now, my opinions on this radio show are far different than any of yours, and that includes Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions. 7 baby steps are essential, and that's what I want to talk about today. Now, I also want to say happy 4th of July. It's my favorite holiday, thirdly only to Christmas first, the birth of Christ, and Easter, the celebration of his resurrection, but also the birth of our country is huge for me, especially a military folk. But I'm going to go over the 7 baby steps and the basics. I'll start off this next segment with exactly what those are, and then I will go through and review all of those. As a licensed loan originator, I'd love to help you for your next purchase mortgage, but I'll tell you, explain, discuss where purchasing a home falls in these 7 steps. And then also, I will tell you how you can apply these same steps. In fact, you should apply these same steps to your professional life, especially if you own a company. See, I not only follow the 7 baby steps for my personal life and my personal budget, but also for Churchill Mortgage and my branch and my region. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. I will be back after these important messages, but would love to earn your business for your next purchase mortgage. And I've got a special guest, segment 3. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Back to the basics. You'll know that never
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks for sticking with me, folks. I am so excited about this subject today. Back to the basics, the 7 baby steps. Now, I come from a perspective of a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, but also our company, Churchill, has been in affiliation with Ramsey Solutions for 30 years, and we are a very unique group of people that we seriously and passionately believe in debt-free homeownership, okay? Now, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com, click on the Colorado Springs team. I'd love to help you with a mortgage, but I'm more passionate about helping you get a great foundation for life, and that's what financially these 7 steps are. And I'm going to go through them. They're from Ramsey Solutions, Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover, all of his tremendous published books. All of this stands on a foundation of the 7 baby steps. And the first baby step is acquiring a $1,000 emergency fund immediately, like in the next 10 to 30 days. If you don't have $1,000 cash on hand or in a bank account, this needs to be your number one priority next to drinking water and eating food. My wife and I are on a purge right now. I just sold a barbecue grill. She's selling old dressers. We just sold an old bench. You can sell stuff. 95% of you listening can sell stuff to get to this mark. We've got so much junk around. I can't believe we've got storage units that people are paying for holding junk that they don't even need anymore. You can get a second job. You can be a Lyft or an Uber driver. You can deliver pizzas. You can do anything and everything. Babysit, cut lawns. It doesn't matter your age. That $1,000 emergency fund is essential for your next set of blown tires that you got to spend $900 on to even get out of your driveway to go to work. Step number one, $1,000 emergency fund. Step number two, pay off all your debt with the debt snowball method. And I'll go over that. Number three, I think this is the most crucial step, and I'll get back to this. Have 3 to 6 months of your monthly budget expenses set aside. So 3 to 6 months of a reserve for your monthly budget. Invest 15% of your income into Roth IRAs and other pre-tax retirement plans. Number five, college funding. Either pay off that college debt that you have and create a plan to pay for college in the future for yourself or your kids for cash. Cash or you don't go. Number six, pay your home off early. That means get rid of the last of your debt that you have on earth. And then finally, step seven, build wealth and give away generously. So there is so much packed into these 7 steps. They're very, very simple. They're certainly not easy, but they're very simple. You get a $1,000 emergency fund. You get rid of all your debt. You get a 3 to 6 month monthly reserve. You put aside money for retirement. You address your college funding. You pay your home off early, and then you build wealth and give away generously. So let's go back to step number one. And people ask me, Jay, which step is the most important one? Well, the important step is the step that you're doing. But the first step gets the ball rolling. Well, Jay, what step do you think's the most important? Well, it's the step that you're doing right now. But for me, in my experience with mortgage, because I've seen so many people start this process and then fall off the wagon and start over again, for me personally, it's step number three. Once you start to get a real $10,000 to $30,000 to $50,000 to $100,000 cash reserve, this is not in investments. It's not in retirement. It can be in the stock market. I don't recommend that it is, but it can be. It's something that you have immediate access to. Access to at least for the first couple months of reserves right in a money market or a checking or a savings account. Some people even keep cash. Right now with inflation, I don't recommend that because you can make 2 to 5% just on cash now that, you know, interest rates are as high as they are. But during the height, because I have two children, multiple houses with investment properties, I have reserves for all of that. My wife and I feel uncomfortable if we have less than $100,000 in reserves. And for us, that's between 10 and 12 months of our actual financial needs. If we have $10,000 a month in expenses, that includes my family's investments, our tithings, our savings. That's all in the budget. We account for every single dollar. But if we were out of work or the economy imploded, there's really less than like $7,000 of bills we have to pay because we're not tithing, we're not saving, we're not investing in emergency scenarios. But going through this first, the $1,000 first step, I can't explain to you enough how important this step is. And the crazy thing is that this is very conservative. It's far beyond 40% now, but all of the time, it's 40% of all Americans are a paycheck away, 2 weeks away from being insolvent or having to borrow money to live on credit cards from friends, whoever. That means you walk into a King Soopers or a Safeway and you're going to have 40 of the first 100 people that you roll your cart by can't pay their bills if they miss a paycheck. And that's just tragic. That emergency reserve changes the way people think and act because of a financial reserve and the stress financially that that takes off of your life. So step number two, pay off all of your debts with the debt snowball method. This is where we attack, you attack me personally, my wife and I, my family attacked well before our children were born, the elimination of all of our unsecured debt. Now, that's a little tougher for people to see when you can get deferred interest credit cards for a while, when credit card rates are 8% or 18%. But now if it's too late for you and you've already got credit cards, you realize that you're paying literally 20 to 30% if you put a cheeseburger on a credit card. So if you go through McDonald's or Taco Bell and get a meal and it's on a credit card, you're literally paying 20 to 30% for that food that will digest and leave your body before you ever pay for it. So it's so important. I tell people this before you buy a house. Hey, let's look at eliminating all of your unsecured debt. That's car loans. That's installment loans. That's parakeet and pet loans. It definitely is your Discover or your Chase or your Bank One card. You look at it now. Those are literally 20 to 30% now. And that's absolutely tragic. But the same thing applies with installment loans are now 8 to 12%. Line of equities on your house are 7 to 12%. Interest rate mortgages fixed for 30 years are 6+%. But all of your unsecured debt, that means everything but the debt on your house needs to be eliminated. This is where Ramsey Solutions and all of their personalities will refer to gazelle-like intensity. Now, once you eliminate this debt, the only way that you're going to stay out of debt for all your unsecured bills is to then stay intensely focused and build that 3 to 6 months of your monthly expenses in savings. This is the number one step that solidifies people moving forward to step 4, 5, and 6, saving money, investing for your retirement, addressing college funding, and paying your house off early. So getting this 3 to 6 months is very, very crucial. Commonly asked question is why 3 months as opposed to 6 months? I personally think it should be 6 months no matter what, but I've always lived with a self-employed mentality. Don't cry for me. It's first world problems, but real estate and mortgage, our incomes are off $200,000 a year, but we're blessed to even have the opportunity to make $300,000 or $400,000. So it's always been very, very important to me when things were really good in 2019, 20, and 21 for the financial, banking, mortgage, insurance, financial planning, and real estate professions. My wife and I stored away incredible amount of reserves. In fact, that's when we completed step six, pay your house off early for all six of our investment properties. So our income went way up, but we kept our lifestyle the same. I learned that when I was in the military. Every time I got a promotion, one of my mentors, an officer above me, would say, "Hey, Jay, if you can just continue to live as a lieutenant on a lieutenant's salary and save your promotion, the difference by making captain, then you'll be able to live a stress-free lifestyle." And I took that to heart. But I also grew up in the Midwest where my parents never had debt, so they taught me through their actions. And I know you listening, I'm preaching to the choir. 85% of us on this microphone listening on one end or the other own a home. Less than 65% of Americans do. More people listening to this make six figures. You don't have any debt. But tag, you and I are it. You may be listening to the show, but you somehow have to pass this on to your adult children, to your neighbors, to your friends, to your loved ones, because it's a message that's critical to hear right now, especially with very high inflation and with high interest rates and the high expense of things. It's very, very important to remember this. So the third one, the difference between 3 and 6 months. If you have a W-2 full-time position as like a teacher, a government worker, I don't even know if I can say a safe corporate job, you have a steady W-2 job, then 3 months is the minimum, but it will suffice. But if you're self-employed, real estate agent, 100% commission financial planner, you own a company, it's 6 months, my friends, because then that paves the way for step number four, which is saving money for retirement, investing 15%, I say at least 10% for your retirement, addressing college funding, which is step number five. Number six is pay your house off early, and then seven is build wealth and give. So don't go anywhere. I've got a special guest coming in right after this segment. You're going to love to hear what we have to talk about, and then I'm going to finish up and say, hey, when and how do you buy a house during this process? Call me during the break, 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I'm here to dance, nothing more.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Sure, we can't be bored. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. And for this hour, I'm talking about baby steps. The basic things that you do to get your finances in order. So say, hypothetically, you could be prepared if we have a surge of inflation, or if we have a surge of interest rates, or a surge in home prices. And I say that facetiously because now that time is upon us, and I'm helping people every day that did not plan and they're in trouble. Well, at the end of the show, folks, I tell you, in the latter years of your life, your mortgage, your home, your possessions don't matter.
Housekeeping?
It comes down to your health. And that's why I've got Kelsey in the studio here today from Springs Body Sculpting. And isn't this so true, Kelsey, with the baby steps for your personal health?
Well, absolutely.
I mean, you take care of so many people with methods of taking care of themselves.
Oh, yeah. And it's amazing because when you're taking care of yourself, you actually have the energy and the mental clarity to actually take care of the rest of your life, whether it be professional, personal, financial, anything there. Like, if I didn't have the mental clarity and energy to take care of the rest of my life, I would be in shambles.
Fall apart. Yeah. And for me, if my wife and I, which, by the way, my wife just loves you. And I'm telling you all radio listeners publicly.
She's amazing.
Next time we bring you on the air in August, we are going to fight so hard to get Marlo in here. Marlo's like, what am I going to talk about? And I'm like, edify Kelsey's staff. You have an amazing
They're
staff.
Amazing.
You have an amazing program. I mean,
thank you.
Tell the folks a little bit. Not only do you have an aesthetic clinic, spa, but you guys have a school. Tell me a little bit about that, because that's a foundation of taking care of your health. You're teaching the teachers.
Yes. Well, the school is, it's really nice because estheticians, it's an occupational school for aesthetics. So if somebody wanted to come and work at a place like Springs Body Sculpting or Med Spa, or and more physicians are looking to hire estheticians as well. And so having an esthetician or having an esthetician school for people to come to and then also get an internship at our med spa to get that hands-on practice
is essential.
It's essential. And so that is babies. I have people from ranging from all ages and demographics at our school to become an esthetician so that they, whether it be a just a passion of theirs or they want to go into full-blown medical aesthetics as a treatment provider, they need to start with the foundational esthetician school. Then we also have advanced courses, and then we are combined, of course, with the med spa a lot for internships. So we have
and all the way up through your licensing, and then all the way through Matt's at the doctor physician level.
Yeah. Everybody wants to work for a med spa as an esthetician. Well, for them, a lot of them do. So that's where we want to provide that way and that pathway for them. So we have our people getting treatments, and then people getting education.
And you have an open house coming up as well.
We sure
do. Tell me and the listeners about that.
So we have an open house, big grand opening. Well, we opened earlier in this year, but we're going to do a big party August 5th. It's a Saturday. And it is at our location for, it's VKMD, Institute of Medical Aesthetics. It's at 1910 Vindicator Drive. And we're going to have food trucks and we're going to have vendors. It's going to be really cool.
And what's the time?
About 11 to 2.
11 to 2 p.m. Well, that's awesome. And in the last 5 minutes or so that we have together, for someone listening that does not go to a spa or a clinic for aesthetic or personal facial and other
body contour,
body contour and all of those, what are some of the baby steps? First of all, because a side note is my wife has got us walking 10,000 steps a day. So we're walking like 4 miles a day, and I can't tell you how much my life has changed. My circulation's better. I've had joints that used to hurt that don't.
Yeah.
From that perspective, what's one of the first and more simple things that people can do and start with?
That's a great question. And actually, as you are talking about the 10,000 steps, it's starting with really having a clear intention of what your ultimate goal is that you want to achieve.
That's
it can
so
be so overwhelming when people come in and do a consultation with me. I want to do this and I want to do this. And now I see you have this and I want to do everything head to toe. And I have to pull people back and say, we have it all. We're going nowhere. But I'm going to tell you, let's start with one area and annihilate that. And then we can move on. And that's where you start is and having an intention. I tell people, what are you looking to achieve? Or I ask, I'm sorry. What is the goal you're looking to achieve? And then there's an organic conversation that starts and happens. And I have about hour-long consultations where I'm taking notes and I'm hearing what they're really saying. And then at the mid-session there, I'm finally understanding, okay, this is actually a treatment plan that would be ideal for this person based on what they currently have, what their experience is. And it's not always going to be some big, huge thing. Sometimes it is the smallest thing. Sometimes it's starting out with, hey, I'm going to have you take home these two face products. Start there.
Amen. And
sometimes it's going to be a big thing. I don't know. It depends on that person.
And I get to see this from my wife because she subscribes to the methods that you and your entire team take so much. She says it's as simple, Jay, as my just committing to drink 64 ounces of water a day. That helps
it's
your
skin. It's so basic, and sometimes people overlook that. But
body
the basics
movement.
Is everywhere. Yeah. It
for
depends
her,
on what you do home.
Yep. It's just for her this time, it's putting a lot more sunscreen on when she went to Mexico.
Yes.
She's like, I do not want to undo the work that we've done so well because
her results are amazing.
Hispanic background, she says, Jay, I've worked literally now months and years with you and your team to get rid of some blotchiness in her skin and so forth.
Yeah. Her results are amazing and she maintains it well.
And she's got me now. I'm using skincare products as well because she says the more you delay, the more you're going to look like my father.
Well, it's true. It's funny. I tell everyone, I'm like, listen, the more correction is needed, the more it's going to cost or more things you've got to do. But if you can do as much preventative as you can, Or if you get to a place where you're super happy, maintain that. Exactly. It's actually a lot less expensive than people think. It's like maintaining your teeth. You still got to go once a year to the dentist to scrape out plaque. Yep. You still got to brush and floss every day.
Yep.
It's the same thing. And it's a lot more cost effective than you think. But that mind-body connection and that confidence and connectivity that you draw within yourself and your outward world is, it is something that people don't realize. Even I don't know. I have to remind myself, if I am feeling good physically and I am feeling confident, I can actually manage everything else going on.
Yeah. And
from
we
personal
have
to business
busy.
To everything, to kids, to, you know, there's a lot going on. And if I didn't feel good and was physically drawn down, especially when you have extra, you know, weight on or whatnot, that's where we help. But we also mentor you and tell you, this is what you need to do to maintain this too.
Absolutely.
While it's permanent, we still need to make sure that you take care of yourself at home.
And it's not complicated. It's not
right.
complicated to take the time to put on skincare. It's not
no.
difficult to drink water and hydrate.
Exactly.
It's not difficult to walk once around the block.
Correct. Start with baby steps. It's just commit to 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just commit to one thing.
Yep. And then 3 weeks builds a habit. And that mm-hmm. is the same in personal life. And trust me, I agree with you wholeheartedly. If Marlo and I hadn't worked just like you have and Matt over the last 4 years of setting up the structure and the plan that you share with people at the clinic, that you share in your life with your new home.
Yes.
Like, congratulations.
Thank
everybody.
You, Churchill Mortgage.
Churchill Mortgage.
Took great care of us, and they took care of me when I didn't even know I needed to do something. And they're reminding me, like, you've got amazing staff.
Yes. And
amazing.
It's thank you so much. It's a whole different perspective having team members that are owners. They all
yeah.
have skin in the game. It's why with your staff going through all of the class and the coursework completion
yeah.
is a huge difference. So baby steps in personal care is not much different than baby steps financially, because when the mortgage industry imploded, and it did implode last
yeah.
year, I'm more passionate about talking about the foundation with what you do with personal care and what I do with finances, because all of this stuff is first world problems when you're talking about schedules in a day or where to take kids.
Right.
But when you start to have family members that have cancer or a sickness or an accident or a tragedy, let alone a death, those are big stresses. But also buying a new home's a stress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And especially because, you know, you've been helping me for several years to get myself into a position. You know, you told me everything I needed mm-hmm. to do a couple mm-hmm. years ago, and you've checked up
Done
on
it.
Me. And mm-hmm. that's, and it's, I'm so grateful for that, because I don't know any yeah. other mortgage company that would do that.
Well, and I really appreciate that. But this segment's about you, so tell people how they can get a hold of you, okay?
They can reach me at 719-387-0630 for the med spa. And the school is 719-988-3141.
And you can come in, call her, get a free consult
yep.
right at Springs Body Sculpting. And that's right off of Centennial, just north. East a little bit from Garden of the Gods.
That is correct.
Well, thanks for coming in. Please don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish the conversation of steps 5, 6, and 7 with the baby steps right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break. I can help you get started with your next purchase mortgage. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Who takes every kind of people? About, yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by HT Lawn Care. Call Chris today at 719-896-0734 to care for your lawn.
We want to pump you out.
Take it, wrap it up. Shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town now.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. Jay Garvin's here. The power segment. I'm wrapping up a conversation about the 7 baby steps, the importance to get back to the basics. And I went through the $1,000 emergency fund as step number 1. That starts you off. This is not emergency money to go to Mexico. This is emergency money, say, in case you crack a tooth and it needs to be replaced or removed. If you blow out 2 of your tires and you got to buy an entire set, this is for absolutely mandatory things that will help you lower your stress level should that next emergency smack you in the face around the next unknown corner. And it happens all of the time. Number 2 is pay off all of your debt, your unsecured debt, using the debt snowball. That usually can take 18 to 24 to 36 months, depending on your debt. I coach all of these things, having done them and maintained them myself. And it's very, very simple. It's not easy. It's forming habits. And step number 3, which I believe is the most essential to keep you away forever from having to do step number 1 and 2, is totally and completely doing step number 3, which is getting 3 to 6 months of your monthly budget expenses in savings. And when my wife and I start to go through our emergency savings, and the only reasons we do that is my wife got a car stolen, and it literally cost us, like, we had replacement coverage on the car. We got a new car, but it cost us $10,000 because insurance covered a $45,000 car, but we only got like $35,000 back. So that's an emergency to get a new car. IRS bills, that's an emergency. Medical, I just had a dental emergency. That comes out of the fund. But then as soon as that fund starts to decrease, we then tighten up our life and build that reserve again. Literally, today, after I leave the show, I'm selling a Jeep that I've had. It's a toy. It also is a responsibility. I love it. It's been in our family for a while. I've had a Jeep before, and I got bored with it, and I sold it. And now I'm selling this Jeep, for once, simplifying the number of cars on my property. But number 2, we're putting that money, more than half of it, back into emergency savings, and we're building it back up. My wife and I are selling a lot of stuff because we as Americans just accumulate junk. We will sell $5,000 to $10,000 worth of stuff out of our life beyond selling the Jeep. You've got to attack and get this monthly budget reserve of 3 to 6 months in savings in order to never go back to step 1 or 2 again. I've seen so many people eliminate all their debt. Then I go and try help them buy another house, and now they've got $7,000 in credit card debt again. That really hurts at 20 to 30%. So if you have those debt problems, you have to call me. Well, Jay, I don't want to refinance my house because it's at 4%. Well, you've got $40,000 of debt at 20 to 30%. You've got to do something. If you're going backwards, if you're getting more red every month, you've got to call me at 719-330-1457. And as painful as it is to realize, you may have to do a debt consolidation refinance. It's not what your interest rate is. It's how much money and interest you're paying to financial institutions. Now, step number 5, college funding. This is putting aside another savings program like my wife and I have done for our children to go to college. You want to get rid of any of that school debt, that's unsecured debt, in step number 2, but you also want to create a plan so you can avoid your children going into debt in future years. But the step that I deal the most with, friends, is paying off your home early. So if paying your home off early is step number 6, where do you buy a house? Step number 1 is the emergency fund. Step number 2 is eliminate all your unsecured debt. Step number 3 is to get 3 to 6 months of your expenses in savings. Step number 4 is to invest in retirement, 15% income into Roth IRAs and pre-tax retirement plans. Where does buying a house fall in? And I've heard Ramsey personalities say it falls at about step 3.5 and definitely into step 4. There's a lot of different ways to save for retirement other than IRAs, 401ks, and whatever pre-tax programs you have. You actually can put money aside to buy an investment property. See, because an investment property is residual income, kind of like having a dividend on a stock, where 401ks and IRAs are actually capital gains. Those are two different forms of income. One builds a pile of money, and then you spend it shovel by shovel in retirement until the pile is gone. Residual income keeps creating itself every month without attacking the principal balance of your stock, which is called a dividend, or the principal balance of your house, which is your investment property, or your second home. Maybe you do some short-term rental for that house in Florida, and then you live in it 6 months. That type of stuff. But what I do want to share with you is saving for that home comes at the same time as step three, that you're saving for reserves of your monthly expenses. You certainly don't want to spend the last of your reserve to buy a house. So if you need $30,000 in that reserve in case of an emergency, say you lose a job or your spouse loses a job, then you spend money beyond that. And you, let me rephrase that, you save money beyond that in order to get a house. Well, Jay, our lifestyle doesn't allow for that. That's where you have to downsize your lifestyle. Everybody believes that it's a law that Americans need to have two or three cars, or every person in your house needs to have a telephone or a cell phone, or everybody in your house needs each streaming service and cable service. You don't. I don't. If you have goals, that's what you want to do. Because once you get set with the baby steps in your personal life, and then you can start to save for retirement more, then you can eliminate the level of stress that you have for times when inflation is high, recessions are upon us, or say interest rates are high. And I've been caught by this stuff as well. Now I take it so serious that I have reserves for all of my businesses. For Garvin's Media Group, in case it compresses, for Churchill Mortgage, I had a six-figure branch reserve, and I went through that last year. I only wish it was a larger reserve because we don't know how long these economic cycles last, good or bad. But for me, the biggest takeaway that I want you to hear from me is I truly believe that a recession is coming in the fourth quarter of this year. And that means unemployment is going to go up, which means some of you listening to this are going to lose your job. It's hard for me to say that, but this is what I'm predicting financially. And I want you to get ready, eliminate your debt, build a reserve now as if your life counted on it. So, like I say at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end, is your health, your relationships. And if you've not found your passion and your calling and purpose in life, pray to God right now that he would deliver it to you, because that's what I found with you, the radio listener, someone that I would passionately serve every day. Call me at 719-330-1457 to get added to my next investment property class, which is happening on the 25th of July, Tuesday, at 6:30 p.m., or I can help you get your next purchase or refinance mortgage started. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. You told me to-